This past week in Washington, D.C., we experienced a ground-shaking event. Yes, they call it an earthquake. But really, on the Richter scale, it only registered, I think, something like a 5.9. But you have to understand, in a region where the only quakes are political quakes, a 5.9 seems like a 9.5. Now, on the tail end of this earthquake, Hurricane Irene hit the East Coast, toppling trees and flooding streets as she made her way northward. Now, by this time, folk are really scared. And as a minister of the gospel, I'm supposed to say a calming word to allay the fears of those folk who think that the end is near. Well, here's my commentary, and I'm reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11. And God said unto Elijah, "Go out, Elijah, and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." Note, people, that God was not in the hurricane. God was not in the earthquake. God was not in the fire. Spiritually, this signifies that power is not in the hurricane. Power is not in the earthquake. Power is in God. Now, to calm the fears of overactive imaginations, all it means is getting clear where the power is. When you know and you are sure that love is the only power, what is there to fear? What is there to fear? As far as the end of the world is concerned, I'm just going to say this. Yes, it is coming for each and every one of us individually. The end of a world where false powers seem to hold sway. Everybody's going to come to the end of that world. And each one of us, either individually or collectively, will experience the kingdom of heaven on earth, but really the kingdom of heaven instead of earth. Have a great week and live fearlessly.